You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
So, Louis, what have you got for us first up?
I have a story. All right. Well, the protests to protect Ihumātau against police eviction continue into this week. Protesters are still in the spirit of participating in the strong actions at the whenua. So the kaupapa of the Ronga, the peace, has been upheld throughout the entirety of the campaign. This has been a peaceful protest happening out in the Mangere Plains and the Stonefields. Lillian Hanlon, our news director, is out there at the moment. We will be hearing from her shortly. However, I went out myself yesterday evening to see just what has been happening, and it's surprising to see developments since being there for the festival, which was in late February, to kind of the climate that it is out there now. Of course, this has been 2 days into the peaceful protests there. There have been made a few arrests. However, yesterday evening, Panya Newton, who is the activist devoted to this cause, along with her cousins and her whānau, she delivered some news in front of the protesters at about 5 o'clock last night. So when I went along, I collected some audio in the afternoon to support this, and here is some audio from yesterday.
Because of the breach of trust and confidence that occurred this morning and resulted in the arrest of two of our wahine, our kaitiaki, we opted not to further communications with the police. And this afternoon they've continued to ignore us, even though we've shown kind will to assist them with their operation. But now we are back on the negotiating table. What the police are going to do, though, is that they are going to change shifts. And that doesn't put us in an awkward position, whānau, because our shifts are always changing. Look around. There are new faces amongst us. And rest assured, because there's buses coming from Hokianga. And Pōneke today, they successfully blockaded the Parliament building. And on Friday, we hope that Christchurch does the same.
Yes.
When they plan to blockade the Fletcher Building headquarters. What will happen though moving forward is that the police are going to change shifts. That front line is going to come out, but the police are going to have to walk across the paddock. They are going to walk in groups so that none of those intimidation tactics are carried on through this crew.
Awesome.
We do ask you to have understanding for us and patience. As you can see, I'm still a rangatahi, I am. So we are, me and my cousins are just feeling our way through this with the guidance of our aunties and our uncles, our marae, and those solidarity groups who have been in this kaupapa for many, many years. So go recharge your energy, whānau. Go have a break, receive some nourishment, start to set up if you plan on staying tonight. We heard today that they're most likely to be deceitful during dusk and dawn, which is when both arrests happened this morning and yesterday afternoon. If you don't need to be here, whānau, go home, recharge, spread the word, email our politician, and then come back recharged, our pōpō, and bring a mate. You've maintained our peaceful, passive presence. You've helped to assist our whānau in resisting the police and resisting colonialism here on our whenua, and help us to defend it from destruction. Kia kaha, kia u, kia maia, kia manawanui. Hei runga I tērā, kia tūturu, kia whakamaua, kia tēnā!
Tēnā!
Aume huie!
Tāngie!
That was Panya Newton, the leader of the Soul Movement, speaking to the protesters yesterday. Now, I spent some time yesterday just gathering around and talking with people about what they fought. And the interesting thing to see is that there was a lot of discussion, lively discussion, of course, in the peaceful protest. It was really, you know, nice to see people really standing in solidarity, and everyone had something to say about how they'd been affected or what was going on. I had the pleasure of speaking with one of the campaigners. His name was Takura, who had a few choice words to say around the situation.
We've just come from all walks of life, all different people, to support mana whenua e ihu matau, who've just been through the wars these past 4 years and are still here standing strong, being kaitiaki of this whenua to stop Fletcher Building from developing its. There's people that come up from Pōneke, Wellington, from Kirikiriroa, Hamilton. There's people who've come up from, come down from up north, from Taranaki. We're all here just to show you the mana of the Māori people and the mana of the New Zealand people, really, to stop the oppression of our Indigenous. Yesterday the cops was sort of, it was a confrontation at first, but kind of calmed down and we're singing songs. We offered the cops, some of the Māori liaison officers and stuff, coffee, pizza, food, and they mingled with us a little bit, I guess. I guess that kind of made us drop our guard a bit. And we trusted, they made promises to us, like they wouldn't move in more trucks. And in the morning, So a few of us, more would have stayed, but Panya said, "Oh, you guys go to sleep and be refreshed for tomorrow." But early in the morning, at dawn, the cops have pushed out all the protesters from here and funneled through more trucks carrying tools to develop the land, I guess, and more paddy wagons and stuff. Today we've just been on our guard more, and we've blocked the roads to stop. We're making our best effort to stop any more heavy machinery and stuff coming in. New Zealand was once all Māori land, Māori whenua. It wasn't owned by Māori, but we were the kaitiaki. We had a different relationship with the whenua than most other races do. You've all seen the maps of the land loss of Māori land since 1840. We refuse to lose an inch more, and for us to be able to fulfill our role as kaitiaki of our whenua in our Indigenous country, and continue, you know, we're just going to continue our fight and we'll never stop. And whether something else comes up after Ihi Matau, whether win or lose, whether no matter what happens, I know I'll spend my life fighting, and I know 90% of these people here will spend their life supporting the cause.
We now have our news director, Lillian Helen. She is on the phone. Lillian, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
We're doing pretty good, aren't we, Stu?
Of course. It's the Thursday Wire.
It's the best.
Yeah.
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, yes. Sweet. What's going on today? What's the atmosphere like at the moment?
It's actually, I haven't quite found the right word to describe it all, because obviously there's quite a lot going on, and there's happiness.
That's
there's,
good.
There's sort of solidarity, collegiality. There's whanaungatanga going on, but there's also this quite tense situation with this heavy presence of police. So I arrived this morning, and my kind of this is the first time I came out here. So my reading of it is it seems that the initial kind of eviction notice that was served on Tuesday meant that everybody was moved off of the area in question, and then what has happened since is like a congregation, I would say, of those people. They're calling themselves protectors, so they're not protesters, they're land protectors, and they're basically set up just at the entrance to the land area. So there's the kind of, what I'm understanding is that seems to be a green zone, so that's kind of the low risk of arrest area, and there's a big hui. Everyone's just kind of sat in a circle there. There's karakia happening, there's karanga, but there's also singing, there's laughing, there's people talking, standing up and making speeches, and there's a line of police right there. but actually what seems to be happening too, and what was described in that piece just before, is last night it seemed there was an agreement or an understanding that the protectors would be able to put tents up and be in our area, and there was an agreement that the police would stay back away from that area, but overnight they have moved forward, and so there's another police line just to the right of that green zone, where there is essentially a police lined up all along that area of land, and people are standing there as well. So there's kind of two areas at the moment, but like I said, that area where, I mean, there's singing going on everywhere, everyone's sort of talking. And
do you get the impression that it's kind of at a stalemate, or is there actually progress being made?
I think it depends what you define as progress, because obviously with the police moving forward, they would probably see that as being progress. But what was actually happening at the same time, there's trees being planted, there's you know, structures being put up, there's basically relationships forming, and it seems this sort of community that is building. And so in that sense, there's that progress in actually saying, you know, we have this relationship to the land, we have supporters that are supporting that relationship, and we are trying to maintain that. And that's what they're doing. They're basically saying we are peacefully staying on this land, and that's their intention. Something else I wanted to mention, I don't know how long we've got, but give me time. So Joe and Rennie Hawke are here today, and they are the people that led the Bastion Point occupation. So they're sitting at one of the front lines, and that's quite a big statement, because there's a lot of, like, the sort of tension that's happening in this conflict, or this discord that's being presented in the media, as there being kind of dispute among Māori or between iwi and that sort of thing, saying that this is not like Bastion Point. But actually Joe Hawke and Rennie Hawke arriving here today, I think that's quite a big statement, saying that this is a bigger kaupapa, there's a bigger issue here, and that is ultimately about land. And what the Soul group is saying is not one more acre, and that's actually something that was said a long time ago, back in the first land march. So this is not a new kaupapa either, this is an old fight with, I guess, just new people.
That's right. I mean, what I really found is when I was out there yesterday, Lillian, is just this was a chance for discussion and really reflection upon Pākehā, Māori, everyone who came out in support. This morning the people were staying in their tents and they were awakened by police presence. How have things kind of increased over the day? Are more people showing in support as the afternoon carries on? How have the police responded to this?
Yeah, there's a lot of emotion, actually. Mm-hmm. There was that obviously happened this morning, and I think there was a lot of hurt from that. People did feel deceived, actually.
Yes.
The tents remain, people were still here, and there's more and more people kind of just coming and going, and they come and they talk and they have conversations, and they go and more people come and talk and have conversations, and it's kind of about building those relationships and understanding those issues. How much time have we got? Because I've got somebody to talk to that bigger issue I wanted to speak to, because earlier this week, you might have known, there was a rally in Auckland in support of people, the land protectors actually in Hawaii at the moment on Mauna Kea, and there's been quite a visible presence of that group here at Ihu Mātau, and they've actually, what they were the first people that have planted a tree yesterday.
Oh, wow.
And I've got somebody here who can speak to that relationship. Is that cool?
Yeah, very quickly, and then we'll have to go
right,
to an ad break.
Ahi lapa lapa rant here.
Aloha mai kākou, o ahi lapa lapa ko inoa, with you. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, perfect. Nice to talk
to
you.
Just as Lillian was saying, it's just been amazing for us to be able to actually be here on the whenua. My ohana are from Kona in Big Island. Hearts are there with the Mauna, but also being here, you can just see the interconnectedness of our struggles and our efforts as land protectors to protect our sacred spaces.
Mm.
So it's been really hopeful to see. You can really feel Hawaii here, and I know you can feel Ihu Mātau over there. Just yesterday, some of the kupuna released an official statement standing in solidarity with the efforts and the mana whenua of Ihu Mātau. So I think that strength just keeps building if we just show up for each other. And also through that, we can start to see the similar things that we're pushing it back against. as times are changing. So, yeah. It feels pretty amazing.
Oh, that's incredible. Thank you so much for saying that and speaking with us.
Oh, mahalo nui for having me. Thank you.
Have a wonderful day, and thanks, Lillian, as well. That was our news director, Lillian Hanley, on the ground at Ihu Matau, where there has been a large police presence, a lot of protests as well. It'll be interesting to see what the sort of follow-up, I reckon, from the political reaction as well is. There's been a lot of talk in the last 24 hours of the government basically saying they're not going to intervene. We talk to Andrew Little next about exactly that. Stay with us. You're with The Wire.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.